mean, I know the cliche is Detroit hustles harder, but for sure, that's a big part of it. But also, Detroit being such a design heavy city, it's clearly a city where arts and technology have been married for so long that it was an obvious place for us to really start making these more significant investments in art and technology and the expansion of artist practice through technology.
Explain who is qualified. It seems like it's pretty open-ended.
The application process is fairly streamlined. So if you go to kf.org/arttechexpansion, I know that's sort of a long URL, but that'll get you to the application materials and everything you need to know. There is a recording of a previous town hall event, a virtual town hall that we've event that we did that explains the whole process. But for the most part, what especially individual artists and smaller arts organizations can expect from the application process is to really demonstrate the value of the work that they've done in the past, the commitment that they've made to doing that work in Detroit and continuing to do that work in Detroit, and and then explaining in what way certain technical resources may help to expand their practice or increase their capacity over the long term. So, for instance, in the pilot version of this that we've been running in Charlotte, we have had applications all the way from, you know, an individual dancer who just needs a new camera for their studio to live stream their rehearsals, all the way up through organizations that are making major investments in digitizing their collections or adding public Wi-Fi to their gallery spaces, that sort of thing.
Often here, especially in the city of Detroit, with different organizations and nonprofits, you name it, a lot of effort is being put into diversifying audiences, membership, diversifying those who are working in these spaces and places, and diversifying who is actually receiving the benefits of a lot of the things that are happening in the city of Detroit with its growth. Why is it so important right now to help leverage technology in these creative spaces, especially in the city of Detroit?
Knight Foundation has been making investments in art and technology for years. It became a formal part of our grant making really in the last 3 years. But I think the pandemic in particular demonstrated that really having a fluency with and capacity for using technology in your practice just has become really table stakes for making art, supporting art, interpreting art. And so this program is really designed as a reflection of that understanding that, like, there are basic and critical technology needs that these arts organizations or individual artists may have that might be out of reach or harder to justify, but still necessary. You know, it might be an artist who needs to have their social media profile managed by expert contract help, that sort of thing. Or it could be, like I said, somebody who just needs to upgrade their studio technology or a laptop or something like that, that there's a real need for that material, for those sorts of resources. And this fund is really designed to support that.
Whenever I think about different programs or funds that are helping people further whatever endeavor they have going on, I often think about how are they hearing about this? Other than, of course, turning on the radio really quickly or something like that. Like, how are you all spreading the message about the funds that you're going to be giving out?
We're putting the information out through a number of different channels, all of our mailing lists, our social accounts. So, you know, and you go to kf.org. All of the information you need is there. But also, we're just encouraging if you're hearing this and you're an artist and you have friends who may not already know about the program, please let them know. With these kinds of things, we tend to find that it's actually word of mouth that leads to our best applications because those are artists talking to each other and working together and letting each other know. So we definitely encourage everyone to spread the word if you hear this broadcast or otherwise know about the program to let others know, please.